大家好，欢迎收听今天的李昂夜读，我是李昂。不知道你是否也和我有同样的困扰，感觉自己每天都被困在一个小小的格子间，每天做着千篇一律的工作，像盗梦空间里那枚永远都停不下来的陀螺，躁动的心只想逃离，奔向美丽的远方，获得新鲜空气。于是你利用假期开始旅行，因为你说你想出去看看。每一次旅行结束，卸下疲惫的你又重新回到苍白的现实生活中，然后你又一次在铺天盖地的不去旅行就会憋死的媒体论调中迷失，沉沦在网上分享旅行故事的驴友和朋友圈里精美的图片所设置的美丽陷阱里，想象着自己也能充满勇气地说走就走，并颓然地坐在办公室里或教室里，望着窗外城市特有的灰白天空，灵魂出窍。我的朋友 Phoebe 本科一毕业就去 gap year 了，他告诉我朝九晚五的日子不是他想要的生活，他觉得自己只有在 gap year 的那一年才体会到了真正的自由。但是在我看来，他显然误会了自由的定义。旅行就像是精神鸦片，当虚伪的幻象结束，他只会再次掉进无数信用卡账单、错过升职机会的窘境里。他所谓的自由，是要用更多的不自由来填补。辞职旅行，间隔年，在路上。这些词汇听起来美好而又文艺，但说走就走终究只是个美好的愿景，谁都没办法真正做到说走就走。世界上没有包治百病的良药，辞职去旅行也不是解决你人生问题的唯一途径。想要离开自己的舒适区，想要改变生活的现状，并不是辞职或者一场旅行就能解决的。充实自己的内心，从小事一点一点做起，人生真正掌控在自己的手指间，你才知道关于自由和生活的答案其实一直都在你的心里。This is what leaving your comfort zone really is, because it's not just quitting your 9-to-5 and traveling. We often adopt the notion that for change to be valid, it must always be grand. We burden ourselves with the expectation that we must turn our lives around overnight. We disregard the little things that we can do, and instead choose to focus on the same go big or go home mentality.That frankly keeps us stuck in our mundane ways more often than we care to admit. Because breaking out of your comfort zone is not just making a drastic change and wishing for the best. It's accepting that comfort is just another name we gave to the things that protect us from fear. Settling for a career that doesn't make us happy often stems from the fear of failing to find one that does.Being afraid of getting hurt once again can persuade us to maintain our self-sabotaging habits that push away the chance of finding the people, places, or things we truly love. And while it is true that the only way to get over our fears is to face them, this transformation won't happen overnight if we don't first take the time to break out of our mental traps that convince us that finding freedomis an all-or-nothing matter. So, do the little things, because breaking out of your comfort zone and living your best life has everything to do with the small steps you take along the way. It's choosing to slow down when the world tells you to keep up, giving yourself time to make decisions instead of jumping to the next job opportunity, relationship that seems like the most logical choice. is writing or singing or painting your heart out. Even if you have no intention to share your art, it's creating for your sanity. It's practicing a little more honesty every day, not only with others, but also with yourself. Asking questions. Listening without needing to respond. Focusing on being happy, your presence alone. It's investing your time in creating blueprints instead of escape routes. Because you can quit your job on a whim or book a 30-day cruise, but the answer to obtaining true freedom and creating the life you've always wanted has resided within you all along.对自由的真正向往，不应该是想做什么就可以做什么，而是想不做什么就可以不做什么。身体困于案牍，心灵放飞自由的感觉也不错。抛开说走就走的旅行，你有哪些给自己的放松方式呢？欢迎留言和我分享。感谢收听李阳夜读，即使获得最新的夜读节目，听好声音，学好英语，请关注微信公众号梁声英语。早点休息，晚安。Good night.